Hello, everybody. Welcome to yet another episode of A Thousand Voices podcast. I am your host, Gina, and this is a self-help show. Okay, this is a book. I always say this. You have this podcast in chapters. This is chapter 7, and I am talking about time. And in this particular episode, I'm talking about age. Oof. My favorite topic. You know why? Because I don't really look my age. I know. And I like it. I know majority of the people agree and minority of people disagree. So I don't care about that. But what I can tell you is I've really tried to stay healthy, eat healthy, exercise, and just being happy. And I think that kind of reverses your aging. So let's talk about age and time, like the common experiences of time when it comes to just age in general. Do you remember when you were just a kid and you were so desperate to get old? And then now that you've grown, you're just like, ah, oh my gosh, I wish I could just pause the time a little bit. That's just me right now. Like, I really wish I could just pause. I mean, I still want to continue doing what I'm doing, but I want to pause time. Forget what I mean. So, on a universal observation, right? Most people have seen time move more quickly when they're older. And this is shared across cultures. Then as a child, each year feels so long. It also feels so significant, but like we're so desperate. And I'm speaking for myself. I don't know if others relate, but as a child, I was so desperate to be an adult. Now that I'm an adult, I'm just like, ugh, you know? So it's like, you're so desperate to be an adult, but the moment you become an adult, you know, you're stuck in routine, you're stuck in responsibilities, and you're just like, when I was a kid, I think I had it easy. I had to decide if I want ice cream, and if I don't get ice cream, I'll cry about it. You know what I mean? Then another thing is significant life events that happens in our lives, like birthdays, graduations. As you grow, especially birthdays, most people don't even celebrate their birthdays anymore. And it also feels like as you get older, it's like, oh, you're stuck in repetitive tasks, waking up, going to work, coming back to sleep, waking up, going to work, coming back to sleep, waking up, going to work, coming back to sleep. Imagine doing that every week, every year. Ah. Then another thing is, and again, just to remind you, I'm talking about the common experiences of time. So this is like an overview of our experience with time, and not specifically talking about the reason why time feels faster, but just the common experiences. So again, life, as you're older, you realize that as much as the years are passing by, everything also feels accelerated. And I don't know why we did this to ourselves, guys. Like, who came up with this whole thing that, you know, by the age of this, you have to have this. By the age of that, you have to have that. Yes, I know it's like a standard, but then I also feel like people are not the same. And I feel like if we start treating one another like that, we will live a better life just by understanding one another. People are not the same. Like, you cannot use a ruler to measure a circle unless you want to break that ruler, right? I don't know if you get what I mean, but what I'm trying to say is the same rules that were put down to say you have to be like this when you're like this, you have to do this when you're like this, those kind of things have really ruined like a lot of people, because it's, I don't want to say it's unnecessary expectation. It is still doable, don't get me wrong. But in most cases, they're not, right? People make the wrong decisions just because there's that thing that they want to hit. Or people end up just disregarding that that statement to say you have to do this by this. I don't know if you get what I mean, but yeah, I'm just trying to explain the experiences of life. Then another thing is social comparisons. As I was saying, like, you observe others achieving something and then it feels like you're not doing anything. And then you kind of reflect that with your own life's trajectory. So all of these things affect our experience with life, and they contribute to how our perception of time changes as we age. Okay. So now, research actually shows that when we age, our brain starts processing time differently. So when we are young, we're so excited, everything is so new. But then as we get older, like, we're so used to certain things. And this is why I always urge people to try different experiences, because then it keeps you refreshed, it keeps you revitalized, it keeps you excited and keen to do certain things. Right? Yeah, I think I've said it all. I was really looking forward to talking about this topic, but as I'm talking about it, I think I'm slowly getting depressed. I don't want to say the topic is boring, but I don't know. I just got hit by a wave of reality. Like, damn, okay. Yeah, like, this is the kind of life we are experiencing. But how do we slow things down? So how do we slow things down? I think how you perceive time, I guess, and seeking out new experiences and breaking those routines. I think that's also one of my secret why I've been told that I don't act my age. And whenever somebody says that, I'm always like, I take it as a positive, because back in the days, the time of Abraham or around that time, people used to live up to 200 years, 300 years. And as much as people have sinned, that those years or that lifespan has been shortened because Jesus Christ died for all of our sins, that can still mean that we can live up to that age, right? Because if Jesus died for our sins, it means that no longer applies anymore. But anyway, I don't want to have this debate going on and then have, you know, people looking at me in a different way. But I'm just trying to say that if we can live a very purposeful life where we break all those mundane routines that were set on our behalf that are not necessarily what we want to do, and then we seek out new experiences. I mean, look around. There's like a whole lot of people that are in their 60s, 70s, and they look like they're in their 30s. So that means this particular day and age, most of the things that we were taught and told are not accurate. Because if I remember when I was young, people that were in their 30s and 40s, they were so old then. But now, they're so young, which means we have a chance to even live to like 200 years. Okay, I'm starting a conversation that, I don't know, if anybody wants to talk furthermore, send a comment. Let's debate on this. I think it's quite fascinating. But anyway, let me speak on embracing aging and being purposeful of how you use your time. Accepting change, valuing experiences, you know, living a purpose-driven life, setting goals, cultivating relationships, continuously learning, that's a very big one, and also giving back and introducing self-care practices. Those will help you with your physical and mental wellness. And you can realize that this body is just a vehicle, and it heals itself. And if you take good care of it, you can preserve it, and could be 50 and you're looking like you're 30, you know. At the end of the day, it boils down to how you take care of yourself. I will see you on the next episode.